Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. You can find me at elizabethsadhu.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu. I am delighted to be here with you all. And it's an interesting day for me today. I'm having kind of a low energy day. As many of you know, I'm usually a very high energy person. And so I've just kind of been battling a little bit of a stomach ache. And so I was really pondering, okay, what am I supposed to talk about today? And so anyway, it's all good. And it's not so overwhelming that I can't be here and be present. So I figured could ask the angels for some help and comfort and also some elucidation. So anyway, let me start with my chant, a tuning in chant. All right. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient divine infinite wisdom that's within me, within me, within me, and all around me. We all have that capacity. We all have that capability. We all have that gift of being connected. It's really just a matter of believing it, I believe. Anyway, it's so interesting. I feel like the more I trust and dive into that, the more it comes through and is validated. Every second of every day, pretty much. I've worked hard to get to where I am now. I'm in 3D time. I'm 57 and a half, and I'd say I've safely been on this path for over 40 years. I was looking for something as a child. I didn't know what it was. I had a pretty crazy, crazy life. Parents used drugs and a lot of alcohol. Just really felt very insecure all the time. And I guess the reason I'm talking about this now is because I used to get a lot of stomach aches. And that was kind of my way of saying, help, help. Pretty freaked out a lot of the time. Anytime there was something new that was going to happen, I missed so many events and things as a child with my stomach aches and vomiting and stuff. And so it's interesting to have a stomach ache this morning, and sometimes it kind of sends me back to that time. So I thought it would be a good opportunity. One of the things it does for me is it reminds me to breathe. And so I've been taking some nice deep breaths, and that feels really good. And in fact, I'll take one right now. Yes. And I also thought it might be an opportunity to ask the angels, you know, kind of what they think. I know that, I mean, one of the things I've always gotten is a bit fear of the unknown and kind of just like, oh my gosh, what am I getting into kind of thing. And I've noticed over my lifetime I've had that popped up when I was going to go on a trip, for instance. Or one of the things that happened is as a kid, my parents, it seems like every time we got in the car, they fought. So I always, always, always got car sick. And of course, you know, as a child, you're sitting in the back seat. Nowadays, I, of course, mostly get to sit in the front since I'm a grown-up, but I've also discovered, a friend told me about these wristbands that you can wear for motion sickness, and those have been so, so helpful for me, so that's good. And, of course, I learned long ago that I don't read in the car, that kind of thing. Okay, angels, dear angels, what do you have to say about this coming up at this time? Dear Elizabeth Sadhu, Laura Elizabeth Sadhu, as you are known, and we also love your nickname, E, we are finding that you're going through a lot. You're cleaning out, like you had said before, you're cleaning out that bottom of that barrel. And so it's kind of like this, the home office sets up this opportunity to can have a reminder, a little deja vu, you might say, something that's an old memory, old feeling that helps you release it. So this will pass quickly. And we also know that partly what's going on right now, you've had some interesting stuff with your husband's family and a little bit of chaos there. And so dealing with that, and you feel your husband's energy of being a little bit twisted up about that and concern for his brother. So you pick up on that as the empath that you are. Also, since you are going on a road trip tomorrow, then that's kind of the old energy of that, getting ready for the trip and, you know, concern about feeling okay and all that kind of stuff. So we just want to say it's all good, and to just let yourself embrace it and love on it and know that this too shall pass, and that it's not the be all end all, that this is not who you are. This is just a very old energy that is releasing out, and as you well know, and as you've been witnessing over the last however many years, it's really shifted so much. This energy doesn't come to you quite like how it used to. It just has really been released so much. And so this is just that final scraping of that bottom of the barrel, kind of gunky stuff, which feels very intense, but then releases quickly. So we are here to support you. And if you want, we'll use a little jackhammer action on the bottom of the barrel. Thank you, dear angels. I would love it if you used a little jackhammer action. That would be great. I'm also going to be going out after the show to go walk my little buddy dog, Penny. And then today, one of my other buddy dogs is going to be joining us too, Lucy. So that will be very fun. There's something about dogs that are just so unconditionally loving. And so Penny is just always so ecstatic when she sees me, and is so happy to see me. And there's just something really lovely about that, and very healing. So that feels really good. It's so interesting going through some of this stuff. You think you're clear, and it's just all really okay. It's just part of the journey, right? All good with what's going on. I'm finding that as I get on, I look at Facebook and I look at posts by people and, you know, many, many lovely, beautiful people, many spiritual, you know, people who are on a spiritual path and that kind of thing. And what I'm finding is I'll have occasional resonance with somebody, but it's just kind of not that often, you know. I think that, you know, it's interesting because there's that whole thing about us, oh, you know, if we all, a whole bunch of us believe the same thing, therefore it's true. But it's just not like that anymore. I really can see that there's so much shifting going on and everybody's on their own path, and we are all one on some level, and coming to the one. But I don't even know if I'm explaining this very well, but it's very clear to me that we each have our own individual path, and that we cannot compare ourselves to what others are doing. You know, I'll have those moments where I'm like, oh, I don't understand what they're talking about. Or sometimes I'll look at it and I'll read it and I'll think, God, that's like 20 years ago or something, you know, and this just so doesn't matter. Probably my path of over 40 years has just been more intense because I just had so much to clear out. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'm a slow learner. It just took me that extra time to do it. But, you know, it's all good. So I'm getting to do the Chant for Miracles right now, and then I'll talk a little bit more afterwards. I'm not sure why the angels are suggesting it. So, okay. Dun dun Ram Das Guru Janasidya Dinesavariya Bodhi Hove Karamat opposite of Janahare Dhariya Sikki Ate Sangati Parabrahma Karanamas Kariya Atala Ataho Tolatu Tara Antana Paravariya Jini to Savia Bokara Say to the Para Utariya Labha Lobha Kama Krodha Maho Maraka De Tudsa Paravariya Dana Sotera Tanahe Sachatera Pesa Kariya Nanaka Tulahe Natu He Guru Amaratu Vichariya Guru Dittatamana Sadariya Guru Dittatamana Sadariya. What I'm getting for doing the miracle chant right now is for everyone, but it's for me also, and it's I've lived for so long with my stomach aches that it's almost like I really feel like it'll be a miracle if it doesn't plague me in the way that it's done my whole life. So I know that for me, it's like long deep breathing is really very powerful. Just giving myself a break and not worrying about it. Like, I don't have to try to keep doing stuff. You know, I can rest. I have a fabulous lifestyle now that I don't have to push. So that feels really good. And I feel so blessed to be able to have that. My dear husband is very sweet, also very supportive around it. I always have this feeling like he's going to get angry at some point and get fed up with my stomach aches, but I think what that is, and in fact I know what that is I believe my parents used to really frustrate them. I've got so many stomach aches and it was, you know, basically kind of got in the way of doing stuff, and I believe that it was frustrating for them, and they didn't know what to do with me, and it was annoying, you know, so whatever. It's old news, right? And we're deep breathing, and the angels are jackhammering. They're waving them around, showing me the jackhammering. And now they're showing me their pom-poms with their sparkles. They're throwing sparkles on me, too. Thank you, guys. I so appreciate it. It's interesting times. I mean, things are shifting. Things are happening. And I know that we're just on this beautiful path of love and light and staying in my heart. And I get it. Staying in my heart for me too. Staying in my heart and loving myself regardless of stomach aches, regardless of whatever it is, you know. I have been extraordinarily hard on myself my whole life. And, you know, for whatever reasons, family, blah, blah, whatever crap, it doesn't even matter. So it's a real lovely reminder. The more I stay in the love heart space for myself, the more it keeps feeding on itself for me, the better I feel. And then the better I'm able to serve. You know, that's just why I'm here. I'm here. I believe I am here to serve. And, you know, I got the title Angelic Ambassador of Joy, which is it feels delightful. The angels gave me that. And another title is the Cosmic Consultant, the Warrior Goddess of Light, Life Transformationist. I feel like I have so much to offer, and I've been, you know, really working hard to get here to where I am. And that's me. I'm pretty awesome. You could say I'm really fucking awesome. Ha! So I laugh, but it's true, like we all are. And so the knowing of it and the relishing of it and the being in that love for myself is super, super powerful. So I feel very blessed that I'm in this space that I'm in, that I really, you know, recognizing who I am. This physical body is not really me. It's me, but it's not me. It's just this physical body, and it doesn't matter. So I just need to keep breathing and trusting and knowing that I'm on my path, and I do know that, and I do trust that. So we're about out of time. There it went again. All that time went by. So I thank you all for joining me, and many, many blessings to you all. Have a lovely, lovely day.